Claudette Hoherty joins us from the Parliamentary Press Gallery, and there's plenty to talk about this week as well. Boot camp, school lunches, scrapping smoke-free legislation. I mean, the list goes on and on. Te tuhine, kia ora, rawatu koe. Thanks for joining us again, Claudette.
Kia ora, Dale. And last night I stayed for the final reading or the third reading of the repeal of the Legal Services Bill. That's the scrapping of the free payment for Section 27 cultural reports during sentencing. Now, that didn't go all the way to passing. Time ran out, but that will be done. So that will be done starting 9 o'clock this morning. So that is another repeal of the cultural reports, sentencing reports, Section 27, the Legal Services Amendment Bill. So it has indeed been a very, very poddy week for Māori and for low-income whānau indeed. So the big announcement yesterday, a couple of really big announcements from Minister for Children, Karen Chaw. OT will be resurrecting boot camps. Now, there's a couple of issues with that. One, previous boot camps, the last iteration of boot camps was under John Key, and that didn't work, so the incoming Labor government at the time scrapped that. Well, this government has resurrected it. The problem that we have, as well as that they haven't worked previously, is that 18 reviews on Oranga Tamariki failed, every single one of them, and that is the organisation that is now charged with running these boot camps. However, Minister Karen Chaw, she has great faith in them, but she's also going to reach out to communities to see that, to see if they can also assist with the designing of the program of these boot camps. Here's Minister Chaw.
In terms of the boot camps, they're being run from Oranga Tamariki, an organisation that has had multiple reviews and failed those multiple reviews. Why is it, do you think, that we're continuously, or the government's continuously, giving them responsibility over our tamariki?
That was the last place and the last agency of all the government agencies I would ever entrust to look after the well-being of rangatahi, particularly given their failed record and failed ability to transform themselves. That would be extremely worrying if that's where that policy is sitting.
It's a return to the 60s and 70s, isn't it? This is how gangs were created, through boot camps and ball stalls and boys' homes and all of those types of things. So it just seems like a repeat of what is more to come.
Oops, that's not Minister Chaw. That's Te Pāti Māori. That's co-leaders of Te Pāti Māori responding to the boot camps. Aroha mai, whānau. But you'll hear Karen Chaw in news. And also the introduction or the big announcement by National at the beginning of the week that they are going to increase vehicle registrations by $50, and that's to help fix the potholes. Now, you up in Tamaki Makaurau, you'll be either clapping that announcement that they're going to fix your potholes, or you're going to be very upset because it's just yet another increase to the cost of living for some of our whānau who are already stretched to the brink. And the Kaikōrero, Labour Kaikōrero for Auckland issues, Shannon Holbert, this is him responding to the announcement of increase in car registration. Here's Shannon Holbert.
Oh, Aucklanders are getting ripped off. They had a promise to reduce the costs on whānau in Auckland, and what we're seeing actually is an increase in costs. So, you know, we're seeing it in transport, we're seeing it in water rates. In a cost of living crisis, Families in Auckland continue to do it hard, and you know the government just isn't responding to the promise that they made in the election.
So how else are they supposed to pay for the potholes in Auckland?
I would have ensured that we kept the regional fuel tax in place so there was no change to Aucklanders. They understood where the money was coming from. We're in a position now where we don't know where all of that money is coming from, and we're seeing projects in Tāmaki Makaurau cancelled. That means more people sitting in cars in congested situations and more costs to families.
Also, too, part of that announcement was that there will be an increase in petrol, not this term of government, but in 2027, is going to increase by 12 cents for 12 cents in the first year, 12 cents in the second year, and then 8 cents thereon after. So while that hasn't come up for investigation, that was also announced on Monday by the Prime Minister. And finally, I just want to pick up on a point, and I want to do it respectfully. It was a comment that Takutai Moana Natasha Kemp made yesterday on your program, Dale, and I just wanted just to respectfully disagree with Takutai Natasha Kemp, and it was her comment that she made on korowai, GAM patches as korowai, and I had an opportunity, as you heard earlier, to talk to Te Pāti Māori co-leaders, Rāwiri and Debbie Ngāre Wapaka, and I asked them whether or not they consider gang patches as korowai, and this is their response.
Would you call gang patches korowai?
No.
No.
One of your members on Wāte call a gang patch a korowai.
That's their perspective of it. That's Ke Arate, but I wouldn't personally call it a korowai.
Yeah.
Kākahu, maybe. That's their kākahu.
Yeah, correct.
Right, okay.
Korowai is it's tapu. That word is very tapu.
Tēnā koe, right. Claudia.
As a weaver. Not a very good one, but as a weaver myself.
Tēnā koe, Claudia.
And now, the other thing about the haka, with the Hurricanes team, the Hurricanes have come out to and apologise. I think that's very wrong, but there should be a news item where the Minister of Sport, Chris Bishop, he says that, you know, no big deal to him. They've got their, it's a freedom of speech. He says that he disagreed with the team that the government was white supremacist. That's not what they said. They didn't say that the government was white supremacist. Called them rednecks. Big difference.
I think so. Big difference. But also, whose role is it to police haka? And, you know, the administration of the franchise squirmed a little when the heat came on. But
yeah, that's right. But, see, what we're seeing here is when you go to Matatini, right, you hear all of those messaging. You hear all of that political rhetoric on the stage at Matatini. Now, Matatini has just gone and, you know, extended itself into the sports arena. And we know that politics and sports has always been part and parcel. They have been intertwined for decades. That's how the establishment of, that's how the Olympics, the modern Olympics